Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, talk a little NFL football, is the new A-Team analyst for Fox and their NFL coverage. We say good morning to Greg Olson. How are you?
Oh, I thought you guys were going to say hello with a little more enthusiasm than that. Can we try it one more time? Let's just do it one more time.
You'll try it again?
Hi, George. Hi, Craig.
Yeah,
hey,
sure.
Greg.
Hey,
how's it going,
Greg?
Yeah.
So much better. So much better. I know my name's a little similar to one of your guys. I'm Mr. Greg. Hi to you. I hope people have really enjoyed my transformation I've made from bombastic third leg Greg to what sounds like a gently scolding kindergarten teacher, right?
Yeah.
I just love working with KB and talking into a microphone. Do you guys know what a microphone is?
Yes, of course we do. Yeah. You're in radio.
It's a big word, right?
Well, we want to talk football with you, of course. What do you think about this big matchup and the Cowboys' chances against Philadelphia?
Ah, what a great question. You know, well, as you guys know, in Dallas, I mean, Dak Prescott has a hand that has a boo-boo on it.
Right.
Because he was on a play date with some friends, and he bopped his little hand on a helmet, so that was, a big ouchie, right?
Yeah.
Right. It hurts when you do that, right?
Right.
Yep.
So, you know, a friend of his named Cooper is playing instead of him, and, man, it's just so tough to watch that.
What do you think? You think Dak's back this week? He may just, insist on playing this week.
Oh, I know. Dak could insist on that. But, you know, I mean, look, Dak needs to understand we all have angry and jealous feelings from time to time. And that's okay, right? I mean, but we need to be cooperative and listen to what our football teacher tells us. So if Mr.
Coach
Mike, the football teacher, decides that Dak needs to still be in timeout, Dak really needs to listen to that. You know, I mean, Mr. Mike may say that his friend Cooper needs to play and that he needs to mind. You know, it's a tough situation.
Yeah, it's tough,
yeah.
I guess.
This is Fox A-Teamer Greg Olson with us here talking NFL football. Well, let's just say Dak does come back this week. Who do you think would win the game?
I mean, the Cowboys are going to win this game, right? I mean, don't you think? I mean, I don't know.
We're asking you.
I mean, but you can't win the game if you don't score any points. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all know the rules of it, but you know, it's hard to understand sometimes. But so if the Cowboys want to win, they're going to really want to score some points.
Okay.
And if they don't, they just missed a chance at winning another one.
Greg, I gotta say, man, your voice, it's really unusual. What's the deal with the quiet urgency that you speak with?
You know, look, I know sometimes little Chubby can get his little feely-wheely hurt in his hurt little place, but look, we all get jealous from time to time,
I'm
right?
I'm not jealous.
You
I'm just asking
it.
About
I mean,
your
I
delivery.
Know Chubby is jealous because Mr. Greg's more accomplished than little Jub.
Well, that's true. I'm not jealous, but you are.
But, you know, you should really celebrate me. I've gone from having a third leg to being on the A-team with KB. And, you know, I know that you got kicked out of calling North Texas games due to that exposure incident. You had to pay off two seniors.
Oh, okay. There was no incident.
Right?
No.
Right?
No. I mean, that's not right. No.
Look, I mean, we can all be friends here. This is all just about a game. And let's not forget to have fun, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing here. We're having fun.
That's what we're doing.
It's fun. And look, I've got to go because my class is lining up right now. We're going to the Science Museum and the aquarium. Big day.
That's great.
Great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Okay, all Greg. Right. Have a great day. Well, he's such a nice guy. I'm sorry.
We have to do a weekly with him.
I think so.